We are less than a week away now from St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget the 17th to wear your green and salute your Irish folks and your Irish heritage out there. Mike and Kim along with you on the good stuff. Maybe Kim will share something Irish-like later on in the program. I'm going to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, the first thing is that it is what ranchers read. Second thing, you can find it online, tsln.com. You can get a subscription. You can give a subscription to somebody, and if they want the most up-to-date information on the secrets of successful ranching, they need to be reading Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Let's start it all with an Irish joke. Now, John M. Sweeney gets credit for this, but I think once you hear it, I kind of wonder if it was original from him or not. On vacation in Europe, Bob noticed a marble column in a church in Rome with a golden telephone on it. As a young priest passed by, Bob asked who the telephone was for. The priest told him it was a direct line to heaven, and if he'd like to call, it would be $1,000. Bob was amazed, but declined the offer. Throughout Europe, Bob kept seeing the same golden telephone on a marble column. At each, he asked about it, and the answer was always the same, a direct line to heaven, and he could call for $1,000. Bob finished his tour of Europe with a stop in Ireland. He decided to attend Mass at a local village church. When he walked in the door, he noticed the golden telephone, but underneath it there was a sign stating, direct line to heaven, 25 cents. Father, he said, I've been all over Europe and in all the cathedrals I visited. I've seen telephones exactly like this one, but the price is always $1,000. Why is it that this is only 25 cents? The priest smiled and said, son, you're in Ireland now. It's a local call.
Well, this is called Reflections of an Irish Cowboy from 2001. Doc Stovall wrote this one. Reflections of an Irish Cowboy. It's a road leading nowhere for as far as you can see, winding its way through an early morning haze. It's a meadow looking greener in the spring and summer rains, the cattle and some sheep that share the graze. It's the clouds that hang so low that you feel you can touch them, the smell of early morning on the breeze. It's the wind that never stops. It blows for days on end, wild and raw, but sometimes gentle as the rocking of the sea. The sun peeks through those broken clouds to dry the earth again and burns away the mist. It's clear and free. It's a sentimental journey I take often in my mind to a place that's ever home sweet home to me. It's the faces of the children in the schoolyard as they play. I close my eyes and see it like it was yesterday. I see that little stream still flowing, never changing, cool and clear. I'm caught up in old memories of a place I still hold dear. The smoke-blackened chimneys that have warmed hearth and home of the ageless little cottages built of gray native stone. And I can't forget the music. I hear pipes and fiddles play. Londonderry air still haunts me as I go along my way. I remember the taste of the whiskey that set my mind awhirl. 'Tis said that it was invented so the Irish couldn't rule the world. But with a heart as heavy as the famine on the land, I left behind that little island to never return again. And knowing I was leaving everything I loved behind, I faced a storm-tossed ocean not knowing what I'd find. Watched the green fields fade behind me, and I boldly looked away to face the first part of the journey that brought me where I am today. This new life on the prairie, this place they call the West, God knows it's strange and different, but I think it's for the best. The days pass by so swiftly, it's the nights that move so slow. I think back to Bonnie Ireland and wish I hadn't had to go, but I had to make some choices, so I told them all goodbye. I think of that sad parting, and a tear dimes up in my eye. It's those memories I carry through the years that turn me old, even out here on this prairie. It's always Ireland in my soul. That's from Doc Stovall today on The Good Stuff.
Here's something on my mind. I went to the 30th reunion of my preschool. I didn't want to go because I'd put on like 100 pounds.
That's a big gain.
Yeah, from preschool.
That's right.
That's right.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, hey, we got St. Patrick's Day and Easter is around the corner now. Hopefully you all made your adjustment last weekend to daylight savings time. Thanks for tuning in and spending a little time with us here on The Good Stuff.